Eel Marsh House. Dank, dilapidated, unloved, and unlived in. It has stood alone on Eel Marsh Island for the best part of a century. Surrounded by swirling, damp mist that paints it darker and greyer, and by clammy, cold drizzle that renders it indistinct, it looms out of the fog. Empty, but not silent. The water swirls and susurrates around the island the house has been built on. It laps the edges of the marsh that surrounds it. It permeates through the softer ground, turning it to quicksand, ready to claim the lives of travellers who have strayed, pull them under and close above them once more, swallow them whole, leave the surface undisturbed, as if no one has ever been there. Beneath the surface, the water churns with the eels' constant slithering and writhing. Snakes with angry faces, they feed on whatever living matter makes its way down to them. The house has been undisturbed for decades. An ancient pile of heavy stone, it has weathered but endured, crumbling but still upright. But there is movement on the island, in the house. Recent. Unwelcome. The front door is pushed open. It throws light on darkness, causes dust to rise, small animals to scurry for the shadows. Paintings have been taken from walls. Old photographs, documents, papers, ornaments have all been thrown in boxes, stored away. In their place, different things come into the house. Unfamiliar things. Alien things. Heavy black curtains have been put up at the windows, creating a new world within. Wrought iron beds have been carried up the stairs, arranged in the bedrooms and mattresses placed on top. The house is to have new occupants. Now, thick black cable snakes through the house, taking on twisted serpentine shapes. A dark mirror of the eels writhing in the water below and around it. The one cable connects to a generator that casts a hum down the halls and through the rooms. Gas masks hang from hooks. Their blank, round-eyed stares, the first welcome newcomers will receive. The overgrown grounds outside the house have also been cleared. Slowly, a garden, long since subsumed by wilderness, is beginning to emerge. And with it, the rest of the island. Even the stones in the graveyard have had ivy and moss cleared from them, making their names legible once more. The house is ready. The house is waiting.